Let's reference Holy Ghost. It's in our midst tonight. So wherever two or three people are gathered, he said it's in their midst. You must be practicing God's presence everywhere you go. You have to, when you enter church auditorium, you have to practice his presence. When you are in fellowship, you have to practice his presence. You must practice the presence of God by honoring him, by conducting yourself in a godly manner. John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own authority. Whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. We want to continue our series on the subject of intimacy with Holy Spirit. This is our month of building romantic-like intimacy with Holy Spirit. If you've had an encounter with Holy Ghost before, this month I want you to be thirsty and hungry to meet with him afresh. It will transform your life. The matter is not what is Holy Spirit. There is nothing like what is Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is not a thing. Holy Spirit is. The matter is, who is Holy Spirit? Who is Holy Ghost? Because Holy Spirit is the personality. Holy Ghost is not water. Water is just one of the symbols of Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost is not fire. Fire is just one of the symbols of Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost is not a river. River is just one of the symbols of Holy Spirit. Who is Holy Spirit? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, not by power, nor by might, by my spirit, saith the Lord. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. By my spirit. Going by our text tonight, Jesus said, it is expedient for me to leave this world. So Jesus is already at the right hand of the Lord now. God the Father, Yahweh, is in heaven. Jesus is seated at his right hand. Who is Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is the chief executive of the Godhead on this earth. Holy Spirit is the one that is in government now on this planet earth in this 21st century. Praise the Lord, somebody. Who is Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost is the one that is in government. Even in the natural, when you know people in authority, when you have access to the president, when you have access to governor of a state, you enjoy many privileges. True or false? I want you to declare, we are in the regime of Holy Ghost now. People that will matter in this end time are people that are not ignoring God that is sent to them. Many believers have not, they are not making impact the way they should make impact because they are ignoring the ministry of God that is with them, that is sent to them by Jesus. Who Jesus was to the disciples is who Holy Ghost is to me and you now. Let me ask you. If somebody tells you that Jesus Christ of Nazareth has arrived in the Jeshat Edo community and is now at the edge of Barua Street in the flesh, that Jesus is in town, what will happen to you? What will you do? You say? You go, you run out to go and meet him. Can you imagine? Somebody tells you that, you know what? Jesus is in a good market. People will leave and do what? And go and meet Jesus. Who Jesus was to the disciples is who Holy Ghost is to me and you. You know why Holy Ghost is not effective in our life the way it should be effective? We are ignoring him. So when we are talking of a month of intimacy with Holy Ghost, we are talking of a month of walking the consciousness of God that he sent to me and you. My life, your life, will receive dramatic transformation this month if you give your destiny chance to succeed by opening up to the third person of the Trinity, the God that is in you. Someone said there is a God living in me. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. Greater is he that is in me. 1 John 4, 4. Greater is he that is in me. We are speaking tonight on intimacy with Holy Ghost. Listen to me. A man that is helped by God is different from a man that does not receive the help of God. By any standard, a man that goes to anywhere he wants to go with a car will arrive faster in his destination than any man that is trekking. True of us. A man that travels from one state to another state by aeroplane, and a man that is walking, we, the man by play, we get speed, two of us. Without developing robust relationship with Holy Spirit, somebody's life can be described as tire that does not have hair inside. If you are driving a car and the hair inside the tire has been deflated, you have escaped. How much progress are you going to make? A life without Holy Spirit is like electricity without current. Once the current is cut off, what happens to all over here? Darkness. That's a vivid description of a life without Holy Spirit. You are like current. We can see the wiring, but there is no current inside. No matter how delicious, no matter all the condiments to prepare a food, if there is no salt inside the soup, will it be sweet? We can see everything in place in your life, but there is one thing that lacks. It is developing robust relationship with your comforter. Without the ministry of Holy Ghost, life cannot be comfortable. Jesus said, John chapter 14, he said, John 14 verse 16, look at what Jesus said. John chapter 14, life cannot be comfortable without embracing the ministry of Holy Spirit. John chapter 14. John 14 verse 16. I will pray the Father, he will give you another helper. It is the ministry of helper that makes life comfortable. Praise the Lord. The other day, there is more to Lagos than the bridge you see. There is more to Lagos than all the paparazzi that is going on. There is a spiritual dimension of Lagos that many of us are not conscious of. Without Holy Spirit, nobody can make it in this life. It's not possible. 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. 1 John 5 7. 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. I'm trying to let you appreciate why you must develop romantic-like intimacy with Holy Spirit. 1 John 5, 7. Look at what the Bible says. There are three that beareth witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and who? The Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Verse 8. And there are three that beareth witnesses on the earth. If you want to make it on the earth, if you want to walk in dominion on the earth, if you want to exercise control on the earth, because there are marine spirits existing on this earth, there are territorial spirits existing on this earth, there are ancestral spirits on this earth. To navigate your way through them. For the gate, an everlasting door, to be lifted for me and you, there are three forces that must be put in place, that must be active in your life. And you can see number one is what? The Spirit. 1 John chapter 5 verse 8. Number one of them is who? The Spirit. You can see capital S there. Capital what? Capital what? That is talking of Holy Spirit. You cannot take control without Holy Spirit. Journey that should last 1 year will eventually can be turned to a journey of 100 years without the help of Holy Spirit. You can't walk in dominion without Holy Spirit. Yes, great destiny in Christ Jesus, but take the help of Holy Spirit for that great destiny to be actualized. Praise the Lord, somebody. all throughout the lifetime of our Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry of Holy Spirit was present. As a matter of fact, Holy Spirit was the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. At birth, Holy Spirit was there. At baptism, Holy Spirit was there. It was by the ministry of Holy Spirit that he went about doing good. He was the one that was with Jesus. Acts of Apostles chapter 10 verse 38. At crucifixion, Holy Spirit was there. At the resurrection, as a matter of fact, Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says it's the ministry of Holy Ghost that resurrected Jesus' destiny after the crucifixion. All throughout the ministry of Jesus, Holy Ghost was present. And Jesus is our role model. What is that saying? All throughout your journey on the earth, you need that personality called Holy Spirit. Why do I need the ministry of Holy Spirit? What do I expect Holy Ghost to do with my life? When he moves me, once Holy Ghost moves into my life, what do I expect him to do with my destiny? Why must I be hungry for the ministry of Holy Ghost? Why must I be thirsty for the ministry of Holy Ghost? Why must I desire the ministry of Holy Ghost to be active in my life? The answer is in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. When the Spirit that raises Christ from the grave moves into your life, whatever is dead will resurrect. So one of the ministry of Holy Ghost in our life is to activate the power of resurrection. Praise the Lord, somebody. And tonight, as God liveth, if anything is dead in somebody's life, there will be resurrection tonight. Holy Ghost moves into our lives. Many of us that are like living dead, we are existing, but we are not living. This is 2023. Some people are still living in year 2020. The gate has not been lifted for them in this year. Doors have not been opened for them. It is through the ministry of Holy Ghost that destinies are resurrected. And one of the things I want you to believe God tonight in this meeting is to believe God for miracle of resurrection. So that whatever is dead in our lives, we jump back to life. When this miracle happens into your life, people that should help you, they will be able to see you. When this ministry of Holy Ghost is out of place in people's lives, people that should help people, just ignore them. They can't see them. The Bible says, God remember Rachel. He answered his prayer. And this womb will hope. When miracle of resurrection happens in your life, your prayers are answered. I want to ask Holy Spirit tonight, if the Spirit that raises Christ from the grave move into my life, that movement means God breathing on you. Ruach Elohim breathing on you. Ruach Elohim breathing on you. Ruach Elohim breathing on you. Ideas will begin to flow. I told the people when I was speaking recently, I said it is not the economy that drives resources in your life. It is not the government that controls revenue in your life. It is your understanding. It is your perspective. Because in this same economy, some people are cashing out. What is the difference?
Resurrection.
And one of the ways Holy Ghost resurrects people's destiny is, thank God we are about to partake of Holy Communion tonight. In Luke chapter 4, Luke chapter 24, verse 30, the Bible says, He sat at table with them. He sat at where? At table with them. He was gisting with them. If you read it from verse 30, Luke chapter 24, verse 30 downward, up to verse 40, they were discussing with Jesus and they never knew that it's Jesus they were discussing with. It's possible to sit beside your destiny helper and the two of you will not see one another. It's possible to have gold and give it away and be looking for another gold somewhere. I feel in my spirit that I should narrate to you this story. Captured in the story of these acres of diamond. This man had a farm. So he heard of another farm where he could be scooping diamond. You know what he did? He sold his farm. In a bid of exploring another farm where he will be scooping diamonds in the farm. So first year passed, he couldn't locate it. Second year passed, he couldn't. Many months passed, he couldn't locate it. Out of frustration, this man jumped into the, I think, ocean, commit suicide. As he was about to commit suicide, the man that bought his farm, they found acres of diamond in that same farm. You can be rich and still die poor. People can have access to opportunities and still be living in want and lack. A guy and his son, the son was thirsty of water. They were about to die. Of what? Of thirst. In the Bible, they were thirsty for water and the woman was agonizing. Lord, is it thirst that is going to kill us? You can be thirsty and hungry for a food that is already in your custody and not be able to access it. So God told the woman. The woman prayed, and the Bible says what happened? God opened her eyes. And very close to her, where was the water? Right nearby. Most often than not, the opportunities are close by. It's just that we can't see them. This is where miracle of resurrection comes. Luke 24, verse 30, verse 45, Luke chapter 24, verse 30 says, He took bread, He gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. Verse 45, say, He opened their understanding so that they could understand the... Remember the story of Elisha and his servant when they wanted to arrest them. The servant said, "Alas, what are we going to do? Because he saw chariots of fire." There are many of us that are passing through challenges of life now. If God opens our eyes to see the kind of security, the kind of things he has put in place, we will say to hell with that challenge. It was when God opened the eyes of that young man, Elijah said, "Lord, open the eyes of the young man." When the eyes was opened, then he saw chariots full of fire. And he got his peace. Many of us, we are afraid now. But when the miracle of resurrection happens, you will take charge of destiny in Jesus' name. When the Spirit that raises Christ from the grave moves inside you, what he did for Christ by resurrecting Christ after 3 days is what he's going to do for. If there is any organs of your body, your respiratory system, digestive system, excretory system, nervous system, reproductive system, all the 5 organs of your body, if any one of them have, as soon as this spirit moves in, what happens? They will jump back to life. Praise the Lord, somebody. I want you to trust God for this major important ministry of Holy Ghost tonight, which is miracle of resurrection. I want you to believe God that your brain, God will touch your mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Say, God, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound. What many of us are searching for in Sokoto, Sokoto state, is in our pocket of Sokoto. What is the problem? We cannot see. May you see tonight. We are speaking tonight on building intimacy with Holy Spirit. Resurrection. I want you to believe God. If any organs of your body is failing you, it will resurrect back to life tonight. If your brain is not functioning the way it should function, it will resurrect tonight. Resurrection. Whatever the enemy has buried, it will jump back to life tonight. Whatever is buried will jump back to life. When you see people dying mysteriously, it is not that day they died that they actually died. They have been buried in the realm of the spirit for long. If there is any such fellow here tonight, as you partake of this Holy Communion, as you open yourself up for the ministry of Holy Ghost, that appointment with death shall be cancelled. Because until something happens in the spirit, it doesn't happen in the natural. For somebody to die in the natural, he has to first of all die in the supernatural, in the spirit. So when we are talking of miracle of resurrection, we are talking of people penciled down for death before the end of this year. They will now live and not die in Jesus' name. That means they will now cross the year 2023-24 with what? With joy. Isaiah 55 verse 12, he said, you will go out with joy. Somebody said, I'm going out of this year with joy. No accident. When devil just bring all those accidents, he just bring all those, somebody, they met, all those disaster is some demons that are behind it. Fire accident at home, accident on the road, is some demons, witches that are sucking blood. Praise the Lord, somebody. resurrection. So no one here, no one obituary will be announced this year. As you partake of this Holy Communion tonight, as you open up to the ministry of Holy Ghost, this is not the ministry of Holy Ghost I'm emphasizing tonight. It's not actually what I want to emphasize. But I kept hearing resurrection, resurrection, resurrection. So if anyone, maybe you have been seeing dead people in the dream, you have been, you know, that appointment shall be disappointed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There shall be no death. There shall be no sorrow. You will not lose your job. You will not lose your children. You will not lose your husband. You will not lose your wife. You will not lose your loved ones. Because there will be miracle of resurrection tonight. Rise on your feet. Holy Spirit, perform your ministry of resurrection in my life. Move into my life tonight and perform. If you have lost an opportunity, there is a job they should have given to you, they have taken it away. As the miracle of resurrection happens tonight, they will call you in the name of Jesus Christ. First and foremost, I want you to ask God, if there is any iniquity in your life, if there is any sin that has opened door for Satan, Lord, forgive me. Open your mouth, let's settle that with God. Any iniquity in my life that has opened the door for Satan to come in, Holy Ghost, forgive me tonight. Open your mouth and pray. If there is any student here that is not doing well in school, as you partake, as you open yourself to the ministry of Holy Ghost, that student will begin to do well. You begin to be the head and not the tail. In the name of, open your mouth and confess. Any iniquity in my life, any sin, Abba, Abba, oh, do, Abba, 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 oh, open your mouth and pray. Holy Ghost, any iniquity in my life that may hinder your ministry of resurrection in my life, Lord, this is forgive me. Open your mouth and ask me for forgiveness. Lord, I receive forgiveness. Any sin of omission, any sin of commission that may hinder the ministry of Holy Ghost in my life, Holy Ghost, forgive me. Whatever can hinder the ministry of resurrection in my life, Holy Spirit, I see forgiveness. Everyone that will be traveling before the end of this year, from one place to another, there will be journey mercy by reason of today's meeting. In the name of Jesus Christ, there will be no accident in any form. Anyone that witches and wizards have eaten their flesh, they will permit them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive miracle of resurrection tonight. Abba, Abba, oh, do, Abba, Abba, in Jesus' precious name, we are praying. I'm hearing this in my spirit. Ruach Elohim.
Ruach Elohim.
I want you to open up to Ruach Elohim. To preach upon your spirit. To preach upon your soul. Abba, Abba.
Ruach Elohim, Spirit of the living God. You are the